USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is trying to clarify President Joe Biden's comments suggesting Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The president explaining who he was addressing those comments to.
The last part of the speech was talking to the Russian people, telling them what we thought. And I was communicating this to not only the Russian people, but the whole world. This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable.
The United Nations is calling on both Ukraine and Russia to investigate alleged mistreatment of prisoners of war. This comes after a video showed Ukrainian soldiers appearing to shoot those who were reportedly Russian prisoners. A senior Ukrainian presidential advisor on Sunday promised an investigation into what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The FDA is meeting to decide if you need to roll up your sleeve.
Anyone 50 years or older could soon be eligible for a second booster dose of the Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize the additional booster shots without holding a meeting of its independent vaccine advisors. The latest variant, BA2, is claimed to be even more contagious than the Omicron variant, and concern is mounting it could fuel another surge in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A formal review is being opened into the incident where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences stating it condemns the actions of Smith at Sunday night's ceremony. Smith walked on stage and slapped Rock over a joke the comedian directed at his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 94 points. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Peace talks between Ukraine and Russia are expected to resume this week in Turkey. Ukrainian parliament member Yevgeny Kravchuk tells Fox and Friends that Ukraine will not compromise on territorial integrity.
Putin just wants to destroy this nation and to show the civilized world, to humiliate, you know, the Western world, all the values we stay for.
In a call with independent Russian journalist, Ukrainian President Zelensky expressed the need for a compromise over the Donbas region, an area Russian-backed separatists have been fighting to control for about 8 years. After a tragedy at a Florida theme park, another theme park is taking action.
Entertainment park Dollywood is temporarily closing its drop tower attraction after a boy fell to his death from a similar type ride by the same manufacturer at Icon Park in Orlando, Florida. Wes Rami, Dollywood's public relations director, made the statement. The 14-year-old boy that died in Florida was 6'5" and weighed around 300 pounds.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Four past champions make up this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament Final Four. Five-time titleist Duke faces arch-rival and six-time champion North Carolina. Meantime, three-time champions Kansas and Villanova will face off next Saturday as well in New Orleans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.